On the show today, we have CUNA's very own Greg Miklik and CUNA Strategic Services' very own Barb Lohman. Both are on the show today talking about how CUNA Strategic Services is taking over the lead on the digitization working group from CUNA. And they are here to tell us about how things might look a little bit different and plans for 2023. A lot of great stuff on the docket here, so check it out. Back to our show, and on today's program we have two fine folks representing the credit union industry with us today. Right next to me is CUNA Strategic Services' very own Barb Lohman. Barb, how are you today? Good to see you.
Doing fabulous, Mike. Thanks Good. For having us.
Good. Oh my gosh, you're very welcome. And then right down below us is Mr. Greg Miklik from CUNA as well. Greg, how are you, sir? Good to see you as well.
Fantastic. Good to see you again, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Today, we're talking about a bit of big news in your area. CUNA Strategic Services is taking over the lead on the digitization working group from CUNA. So why is this lead transfer taking place between the two organizations? What's going on?
Sure. So, Mike, as you know, we've spent the last 18 months, probably going close to 2 years, on working on this particular initiative. And we've done, I think, what we can do as a trade association. So our goal, our function is really to bring people together for the conversation, to see how we can help credit unions, how we can rising tide lifts all boats type analogy. And through doing that, we had the conversation that we talked about before. We wanted to create strong awareness in the digital environment to make sure credit unions really understood what is out there in the financial services sector. Yeah. We wanted to identify the imperatives, gaps, and opportunities that exist for credit unions so that they can remain relevant in this space. And we wanted to translate ideas into actionable solutions and promote system collaboration. And those have been our goals. Those have been kind of our stated purpose since I first talked to you about this when we rolled it out. Yeah. And that's still the case. Those are still the goals that we want to pursue. And as you heard in that last one, we want to make sure we're delivering actionable solutions to the credit union marketplace. And so as we've talked about things like building out a maturity roadmap and a digital assessment tool, and actually having a score in place so credit unions could understand kind of how they're performing in the digital arena. Yeah. It really made sense for us to move from the trade association side of having the conversations of kind of determining scope and building out the idea to, our organization within our CUNA affiliates family, and that's CUNA Strategic Services, that really has the framework to do that, to work with partners, to develop and to build out those solutions. And of course, Barb has a rich background in this environment and is able to bring those experiences and her expertise into it in a way that, quite frankly, we're not set up to do within CUNA, the trade association, but we're wonderfully positioned with Barb's leadership in CSS.
Ah, Barb. Now, Greg has set you up nicely here. He's put you on the tee here, set the table. How's the group going to look or work differently after this transfer, or will it, or what's going to be the status here? How are you going to organize things here?
We're blessed, Mike, in that we have a group of amazingly talented credit union executives who have started with this concept and taken it through ideation. I mean, we've got amazing CEOs, other C-level executives from some of the largest credit unions in the nation and some very small progressive credit unions. I know you've talked to Karma Parrish, who has taken North Park Community 100% remote, right? Karma sits on this committee to represent small credit unions that need to focus on advancing their digital journey. So really great credit union executives, almost the dream team, if you will, of credit union executives who are focused on their own digital journeys and giving us their advice and counsel and their input. But we also have some really great system partners that have been engaged as well. Security Mutual Group's FinTech Solutions, Brian Bodell has been at the table. Mm-hmm. Trellance, Origins, Co-op, PSCU. So these are some big players in the industry who will continue to be engaged and really continue to be active. So I don't really see the lineup changing. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're shifting from ideation to execution. So that may require some additional talents and resources like BAs. We're going to get into actual business analysis around how this thing needs to function. We're going to take the idea and build a plan to execute and deliver a tool and a solution that can help credit unions move along that digital journey for mm-hmm. them. So I think ideally we'll have consistency in the participants who have started this thing from the beginning mm-hmm. and just enhance that group with some folks that maybe are more skilled in execution and developing and delivering and packaging it up to go to market. So I don't really see a lot of changes. I think we'll just bolster some of those resources with some folks that bring expertise to the table to take us on the next step of the journey.
Gotcha. Yeah. Good to hear. As we all know here, that this is such a dynamic area that it's evolving like by the minute, it seems like. So something major will have happened by the time this interview is over. So especially in this space. And so credit unions really need all the tools and resources they can get to really stay up on this. So, and Barb, I mean, so how are you guys going to continue the momentum here? Obviously with, like you said earlier, taking it from ideation to execution, what other steps do you have going on with this project, if you will?
Well, you know, I think the initial team has set us up tremendously for great continued success. Mm-hmm. We have a great, amazing body of work to leverage to take to the next step. I'll talk in a couple minutes about what that team has put together in the initial 18 months, but I don't want to steal Greg's thunder. I want him to be able to talk a little bit about the work that's been done in the first 18 months. But what I'm impressed with the most from this group of superhumans, if you will, this started as an idea that Greg brought to the table and brought this talented group of people together. And Mark Sivright, my former boss at Fiserv, has been engaged and offered his guidance and counsel and helped us strategize. You know, we started at the table post-COVID with, we know this is an issue. We know we have a responsibility to help credit unions advance on their digital journey. And we're not really sure where this is going to lead. So let's just sit down and put our heads together and think about how we can build something to help credit unions of all sizes, fields of membership. Yeah. You know, this wasn't targeted for super big credit unions or the tiniest of credit unions. It was that the whole concept was, let's look at building something that all credit unions can benefit from. Yeah. And I'm really proud of the fact that we've come together and done that. So I think really we've got such great momentum with what we've built so far that it's going to be really easy to just take that and carry over into execution and build something that's going to be amazing for this movement.
Yeah, you guys definitely do have the dream team there to get things done for sure. And speaking of that, so Greg, so what's the current status of the digitization working group today? Because I mean, like you said, we started talking about this, 18 months ago or so. And just like Barb said, it was just an idea, but it's something that's much, much needed in our industry. So what's the status and any anecdotes or results that you can share as well from these various meetings that have been occurring over the last year and a half?
Sure. As Barb just shared, you know, we're going to continue forward with the same vision that we had. So from a status perspective, you know, it's we still have our foot on the gas, if you will. It's just that we're shifting gears and we're maybe taking another turn to a slightly different direction, because mm-hmm. as Barb noted and as you and I talked about previously, Mike, we didn't come into this with a preconceived notion of what this was going to be. And so now that we've figured out kind of where we want the plane to land, mm-hmm. we've got some really good direction. And it's interesting, I was at our National Credit Union Roundtable meeting last week, which is comprised of CEOs from some of the nation's largest credit unions, and did a couple of repeated roundtable breakouts on this particular topic, just shared with them kind of the progress that we have made mm-hmm. to this point and the fact that we are making this transition. And in talking with them, You know, it's interesting because they'll say, well, you know, are you working on, you know, being able to tell a credit union what their tech stack should look like? Or, you know, have you considered this variable? Or are you going to, you know, promote it in this way? And we did have a couple of folks that were there. Kent LeGrand, for example, was sitting in one of those groups. And Brad Green was another two CEOs that sit on our working group. And in both cases, they'd look at me and smile because I said, these are the exact conversations that we had for probably the first 6 months of getting together, was just trying to identify the scope of work and what could we actually do that maybe isn't just to help a credit union or a subset of credit unions, mm-hmm. but to help all credit unions. And once we had that conversation in these little breakouts, it was interesting because they said, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Really appreciate the fact that you've done this work to identify a way to do that. And, you know, we talked about, is there going to be a 2.0 and maybe a 5.0 and hey, in 10.0, maybe you do this, but we've got to start somewhere and we've got to have a deliverable that we can put forward that is going to help credit unions. And I think we're really well positioned right now to move into that execution phase that Barb's been talking about.
Well, and this is a question for both of you, and it just kind of popped into my head here, but what does this group mean to the industry? Again, this is such a dynamic area that we're all experiencing every day, every minute, it seems. So Greg, I'm going to let you answer this one first. I mean, what does this mean? What does this group mean to the industry? And as Barb said, you know, this is the dream team that's on this group too. So what does it mean to the industry?
I think first, just for the individuals who have committed the time to this, it's, you know, from a peer-to-peer standpoint, recognizing that these people have come forward and volunteered their time. Mm-hmm. We meet at least once a month mm-hmm. for, you know, a couple of hours, and then there are work streams that mm-hmm. meet separately. There are the various system providers and partners who Barb has mentioned that have contributed, you know, not only time, but they've put together some use case examples and worked through some of, you know, possible technology solutions that we could take a look at. And just from, I think, representing what credit unions as a system and within the entire ecosystem, what that means for us to be able to come together and work on something for the benefit of the whole and not just the individual financial institutions or, again, a subset. You're not going to see that in other sectors of financial services. And to me, that's what this means, is that we really are in it from a collaborative sense to lift all credit unions, to work together. And we acknowledge too, sure, there are many small credit unions that are going to be able to use this tool mm-hmm. to, you know, start, their journey, maybe from more of a base level. But at the same time, there are many credit unions, as Karma's, is one that Barb mentioned, that are very, you know, very advanced in the digital space. And there are many large credit unions that haven't gone down that path. They're going to find value in what we're hoping to put forward as well. And so, you know, it really is there to help the credit union system and give credit unions an understanding of where they are in their own individualized journey on a digital roadmap.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I'm sure Barb has more on that and probably some examples she could share too of some of the work that's been done to get us there.
Yeah, Barb, well, get your perspective.
I would say, Mike, that this truly has been a labor of love and collaboration. And I know that might sound a little hokey, but the ROI on this thing is not going to be immediate, and it's probably not going to be considerable, right? So some of these system partners that are sitting at the table are volunteering. Greg mentioned the fact that they're volunteering their time. They're stepping up and raising their hand and volunteering their resources as well. Brian Bodell offered up Power BI resources for the work stream I was leading to help create a prototype around what this assessment could look like. I mean, these are folks who have very busy full-time responsibilities in their own jobs that are still coming forward and saying, guys, if we can't help solve for this as a movement, there, you know, the rate of consolidation and we have to do this to save not just the small credit unions, but to help the larger credit unions better serve their members.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I think I sound a little hokey when I say it's been a labor of love, but it truly has been. It's been, the true spirit of collaboration for the credit union movement. And, you know, what we've put together, Greg's a little modest. What this group has done under his leadership is created this digital services maturity framework that we've started to share externally. And it's basically, to sum it up the easiest way possible, it's a 5-stage journey toward digital maturity for any credit union to take. So that's where the any credit union comes in, with each stage of that journey progressing through 6 key themes. So we start with digital beginners, then we progress to digital evolving, then to digital intermediate, to digital progressive, and then to digital leader. And those 6 key themes are technology and innovation, governance and leadership, people and culture, which is a really important component. Is your culture in the credit union open to advancing on this continuum, right? Strategy, which is a really important piece, and then capacity and the capability to execute, and financial commitment, because all of those things come into play, and it leads to board ownership and all of this too. And then we've got all these categories that we built out with feature functionality, where we're looking at things like their websites, their digital banking presence today, their commitment to cybersecurity and fraud management. And the list goes on. You know, do you have digital account opening? Is it a member-centric design? What does your tech stack look like? So we've actually got this model that this group built out that says in each of these categories, here's what it looks like to be a digital beginner, to advance to. So we've really mapped out. And for us, the next step in 2023 is really around, how do we take that? Now we've got this model that we built out in an extensive Excel file, but we want to build an assessment tool. Okay. So we want to build an assessment tool that will be easy for credit union executives to kind of walk through and collaborate with all their resources at the credit union that need to have input. And possibly even the board. At some smaller credit unions, they may want to use this tool in a board planning session the board to participate, right? That's how we're designing this, with that thought in mind, that it's going to be, there'll be very different dynamics in which credit unions will complete this assessment. But what's really important to us is we want to make this free to all members of CUNA. So as a value add, all dues paying members will receive access to this tool for free. So they can map out where their starting point on this journey is, and then look and use this tool to say, okay, right now I might be starting on this continuum as a digital beginner, or maybe I'm starting as an intermediate, but what are the things I need to do to progress to my next stop on the journey, and how can I do that? So the other secret sauce for us then is, how do we create the resources to help them advance across that continuum and get to the next step, and then the next step after that, knowing and understanding that that model is going to evolve, right? This is not just a static, this is not just a static model or assessment, because new technologies are constantly coming out and advancing. And we see digital providers leapfrogging over one another. So we get new feature functionality every couple of months or every year. So this has to be an evolution. And just because you might be a digital progressive today, something new that might come out that would be a game changer that makes you slide back to a digital intermediate tomorrow, right? So we want it to be a journey that is interactive and dynamic and can always help credit unions in their strategic planning process understand maybe where they need to place their bets and what they need to budget for, to continually move through that journey and just position them to better serve their members and attract and retain those younger members who are going to require these digital services.
Oh my gosh, this map, or what you just described is, as they used to say in Seinfeld, that's gold, Jerry. That's gold. You know, I mean, that's, I mean, because so many credit unions out there are looking for something like this, no matter where they are on this digital journey. And so, and to have some sort of framework. And like you said, I mean, it, that it's can evolve, it can be tweaked into their own, into their own eyes, so to speak. But to have this type of framework, oh my gosh, that would just, to me, that would just speed things up. Because I mean, I know my direction now. You know, I know where I am on this journey.
So our key now is really Where CSS comes into play, as Greg mentioned, it's facilitating that collaboration across the system. It's finding the system partners who are willing to put some skin in the game to help us build this thing and help us counsel and guide credit unions on what solutions are out there, what training's available. A lot of this comes down to board awareness and team training. So how can we find the right partners to help credit unions advance along their own personal journey? Because let's face it, no two journeys are going to be the same either, right? So it can't be a cookie cutter approach.
And when it comes to those resources too, going forward, we'll be able to learn along with the credit unions to understand what their needs are. So when it comes to things like education and other opportunities to help support, you know, at the trade association, we can then look again at how we can continue to be involved in this. It's just that build out of the technology, you know, creating those partnerships, and to your point, continuing to make sure that this stays fresh going forward, because it can't be a point in time. We know, to your point earlier in this interview, Mike, when we were talking and you said by the time, you know, this airs, things are going to change, right? Well, with this tool, that's 100% relevant, because it can't just be, you know, one and done, and it sits on the shelf, because it's going to get old and musty really fast if that happens.
Yeah, it's going to change fast. And like you said, and before we got on the recording, we were joking that Barb was saying, well, I'm not going to let Greg go too far away. So what's going to be your involvement, Greg? I'm sure you're going to keep your big toe in this area for sure, because I mean, this is a big interest of yours as well. But what's your involvement going to be?
Absolutely. I'll stay involved as I have. I'm not facilitating the calls or setting the agendas anymore. So, you know, that's been okay to hand that off to Barb, because she does a great job with that. And but otherwise, I make the meetings that I can make, of course. Right. And I want to try to gather the insights from as many credit unions as possible and bring that perspective to these meetings as well, because with the teams that we have, both in the field and working with leagues and everything else, we still have, I think, a lot of good information that we can bring forward, kind of like the example from the roundtable meeting last week. Just having those discussions and being able to share that back, I think, is really helpful.
Yeah.
And so I'll be there along the way, and you know, as well a few others from our leadership team that have been involved from the outset of this initiative, and we'll make sure that where we see opportunities to help credit unions through our member value, as Barb said, this tool itself, or the resource that we provide, we're planning to roll out as a member benefit for all CUNA members. And then how do we continue to build around that to make sure that we're providing, you know, great digital assistance to those credit unions that need it in the ways that we can as a trade association, and then looking for these types of avenues to work with, whether it's CSS or other providers, to you know, to make the handoffs when appropriate. Yeah. And this seemed like an appropriate time to make that handoff. And you know, sometimes when you're in on the ground floor with something, you don't always want to just willingly say, here, you take it. But with Barb, that was a no-brainer, and it was really easy.
Oh my gosh,
made so much sense. Yeah.
I think this is a no-brainer for sure. Yeah, you guys are gonna take it to the whole new level, Barb. So I'm really excited for your participation. And Greg, thank you again for all that you've done over the last year and a half and starting this thing. So you created something pretty valuable in our industry. And like you guys said, the collaboration aspect of it is second to none. And I'm of the saying that you can never have too much of this type of stuff. The more resources, the better. And then to create a framework like you guys were describing earlier. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that's going to really give a lot of credit unions direction, headed in the right direction.
And I didn't create anything. I just, you know, asked the people who'd be the right people to get in the room, and we all got in together and you know, had the conversations, and this developed from it. So, you know, I'm proud that I was able to be one of the people that gathered the group and started the conversation and you know, and moved down the road together. But this is truly the work of all those who have put in time over the last couple of years, and some, you know, some at some point said, you know, this is great, and I've got a lot of things on my plate, and we've rolled other people into it. So we started with 41 on this group. I've got to think there's close to about 100 people that have had their fingerprints on this.
That have touched it in some way, shape, or form.
I had no idea. Wow. Yeah.
And more to come. So Yeah.
Well, it's always good to get that, those fresh ideas, the new blood, so to speak, to come in and go, hey, have you thought about this? You know, that type of, that's never a bad thing. So yeah. All right. All right, you guys. Well, I know you guys have a lot on your plate, so I appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on this little transfer of responsibility and power, if you will. But anything else to add, Barb, any final thoughts here to wrap up on this one?
Or? You know, just Mike, that I truly believe this could be a game changer for our industry to just help credit unions who struggle with advancing along their digital journey to just simplify it and put it through in an easy tool that they can utilize, whether it's in conjunction with their board in a planning session or just internally to better get their arms around where their current status is and how they want to advance. I really think this could be a game changer for our industry, and I'm just super excited to be able to contribute to it and look forward to what we're able to accomplish.
Right on. Well, we'll definitely have you on plenty of times in 2023 to get the current status and what's happening and what's evolving and all that good stuff. So really,
that sounds like that. A deal.
Alrighty. And Greg, thank you so much again for all your efforts here and being kind of an instigator. Shall I say that? You're an instigator? Yeah. Can we say that?
Sure, you could say that.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you again. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work and look forward to chatting down the road.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
You are.